Track 13, Rooting for Our Forests. Cromer conservationist John James has loved trees all his life and led a charity which has planted 50 million trees in 50 years.
John James of Cromer was the first ever employee of the UK's largest woodland conservation charity, which celebrates its 50th birthday this month. He went on to become chief executive of the Woodland Trust, which now employs more than 500 people, and he has just written a book celebrating its half century of creating, protecting, and restoring woodland. John's lifelong love of trees has its roots before he was even born. I was born in a house that my parents had built and named Rowan Lee, after the rowan trees that guarded the doorway of their honeymoon cottage in Scotland, he said. They planted rowan trees in the garden of their new home. I grew up in Spalding, South Lincolnshire, one of the less treed parts of Britain. So perhaps that is why I have always loved trees. My parents would take my sister and me to the Sandringham estate to play among the great pines. The Woodland Trust has 12 woods in Norfolk, ranging from the newly created groves to ancient woodland, and from Alderby near Beccles to Refley Wood near King's Lynn, and Tyrrell's Wood, near Pulham Market, in the south, to Weybourne Wood on the North Norfolk coast. John's favourite of all Norfolk woods is Sheringham Old Wood, one of the highest points in Norfolk, with beautiful views down to Sheringham and out to sea. Together with woodland owned by North Norfolk District Council and Anglian Water, it forms Pretty Corner Woods. The different habitats encourage a variety of wildlife. If you're very lucky, you might spot the invertebrate inhabitants, such as adders and slowworms, he said. The three ponds are home to freshwater fish, frogs, toads, dragonflies and damselflies. John is fascinated by woods for their wildlife and their history, as well as their environmental value. With a bit of experience, it is possible to see signs of a wood's history tens, hundreds, and sometimes thousands of years ago, he said. For example, Dick Buck's Burrows, a small wood near Cromer, does its name suggest that it might have been part of a rabbit warren? Rabbits were kept as a food source since Roman times. John's book, From Little Acorns, Unearthing the Roots of Britain's Woodland Conservation Movement, tracks the history and achievements of the Trust. Across the country, the Woodland Trust has planted more than 50 million trees since 1972, owns more than 1,000 woodland sites, and has created hundreds of new woods to mark national celebrations and commemorations, including the millennium, the 200th anniversary of the Battle of Trafalgar, the Queen's Diamond Jubilee, and the centenary of the First World War. It also runs an inventory of the country's oldest and most important trees, and a citizen science project recording the first dates each year of seasonal wildlife appearances. John joined the Trust as its first employee in the late 1970s. Ancient woods were being cleared for farming or forestry, or underplanted with fast-growing conifers. My greatest love was for nature, and although my career started in marketing, I was determined to find a job that would make a difference in conservation, he said. Half of our ancient woods had been cleared or damaged in the 30 years since World War II. Many more woods were neglected or threatened with disease and decay. I had to move quickly to promote the Trust's objectives and to raise money to buy woods and land for tree planting. By the time John stepped down 20 years later as chief executive, he had been appointed OBE for services to nature conservation, and the Trust had become one of the largest fundraising charities in the UK. It is still based in Grantham, where John was living when he became its first employee. He and his wife Margaret later moved to Cromer, where they ran the Contemporary Crafts Church Street Gallery until retiring in 2012. One of the Trust's most recent purchases was Green Farm near Watton, where it will plant 142,000 native trees to create a mosaic of native broadleaf woodland, natural grassland, wood pasture and hedges, working with the Norfolk Wildlife Trust, which already looks after neighbouring Thompson Water, Carr and Common, renowned for its post-glacial pingo ponds. From Little Acorns, Unearthing the Roots of Britain's Woodland Conservation Movement by John D. James, is published by Stalham-based Mascot Media. Norfolk's Woodland Trust sites are all free to visit. Full details at woodlandtrust.org.uk.